This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, God. Shoot.
You know who did that?
I know. Exactly.
Alicia Keys.
You know what's interesting about that?
What?
They scrubbed it.
Yes. Really?
Yes. I think. I saw Twitter wrote about that and I didn't know. I didn't check. But they were like, on YouTube, it's like they fixed the note.
Oh.
And so now it's going to be a thing. It's like,
do you find that to be valid?
I think it's odd. Because actually it is like, right, in 5 years, that becomes like the official record and it will be a thing of like, is that real? Mm. Like, did she actually, like, it'll have to be like, I was there and I saw it live and
she actually did. Right. It's like the Berenstain Bears or maybe potentially.
Right, exactly. Or it's just like, it's interesting that like with the official, you lose official documentation.
You do.
We kind of rely on like, you know, YouTube or whatever, like the film record to be like, truthful.
And well, but here's the thing about recorded live stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. It's like just one of many.
Yeah, there's a thousand things.
But my thing today, right now, about that is, and it's actually been my thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad to me that when you record something live, you like portend to capture what it is, but because it's recorded, like, you don't capture the energy in the room, but also because it's recorded, when you're watching it later, you think that is what happened,
right? It like supersedes the like,
yeah,
the live
like
experience.
Do you ever have that with like a stand-up thing, like, you know, sometimes like we'll watch our tape like a la football or whatever, and it's like you like I'll like you can do a show and like the energy in the room is like really particular, like interesting or alive or something, whatever, and then when you watch the video afterwards you're like, damn, it's like dead as fuck in the video,
and you're like, that's not
and
what
you kind of remember
like,
that like you're like, yeah but that's the video, whatever, but then like 6 months later if you're like, oh, what was that joke, and you go back and you watch it, you don't remember that and you're just like, oh yeah, that show kind of sucked,
right because like, that becomes like the document kind of
like video
the,
is always like kind of false of live events, but because like we trust video so much, it becomes like what it was, so that's really 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 sad.
Yeah, we're very against that.
Are you depressed about it?
No, I can't remember why I started to feel like different.
Weird.
Yeah,
you did though.
No, I did, but
can I guess?
Yeah,
were you bored?
No, I think I was like, should we bring in our guest?
Period.
Yeah. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, is this like wrong to say because she's an actress? Not to give you away.
Oh.
Is that okay to say?
I don't think it's wrong to say.
Right.
Because an actress, or by the way, an actor, I think.
Right, exactly. I wasn't even like, that's not even like, I was kind of trying
like,
to make it.
She's like
joke.
An actressista.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just bring her in.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. You do the intro.
Okay. Well, this person is one of my favorite people on screen and off. You know what? On screen in two ways. I'll say this. She is a really talented actress. She was just in Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage. And by the way, she is with Nicolas Cage.
Mm.
They are talking. They got scenes together.
Right.
So I want to say that. And then also, she's a really funny Twitter and a really funny podcast.
And
but
a
really funny
podcast.
Twitter, actually.
Like, yeah.
Her Twitter is really, really good.
And she's really funny in real life, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's got it all.
Yeah,
welcome,
we're so
Dylan.
Happy that you're here. Please welcome to
Dylan
the park.
Dylan Valula.
Thank you so much. I didn't know when to start talking because it felt like I was waiting, but I didn't know.
You did a perfect job.
It's a weird, it's an unnatural thing waiting to be brought in. Like
the
that.
Reason Charlie started feeling depressed is he knew it was
It's so
not
unnatural.
Right.
Well, I was thinking like, I don't know, like to look at you guys or like look at the ground until I'm brought in.
Right.
Have
it's
other
not
people
okay.
said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one feels safe.
Because I'm like, should I even be listening? Is this private?
Right. Right. You shouldn't have been listening.
Well, you used the word portend, which is crazy.
Yeah. Did I use it right?
No. I don't know.
I think I did.
No.
I was impressed. Daniel Portend. Is that someone?
No.
The last name?
No. Portend, I think, means like, it's gonna be like means like auger. It means like
bro, like portend means auger. Like you're having a stroke.
It means, I think, like like suggests something about the future. Like something portends like doom.
Oh, like I thought it was like portend is like it means something.
How did you use it?
I said like because it's video, it portends to be true or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I am actually really curious
what it actually means.
Yeah,
well, it's very hard. Should I look it up,
Emma? Do you Charlie think you need to look
is
it up?
Yes, but I think Charlie's
right. Charlie's wrong.
I was like, wow, Natalie is so smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, to be a sign or a warning.
I have a sister. Mm-hmm. A sign or a warning.
Yeah.
Yes, that something sign is likely to happen.
Like but I understood what you were trying to express, and that's the actual use of words.
Like, literally, yeah.
I was you're like more of a descriptive. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Totally. I mean, it's like Frindle, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that book, Frindle?
Yes. No.
Basically, these kids create a word because they can, and the message of the book portends about to express that words are only in such as how you use them.
Mm-hmm. I have that meaning with the word missive. I really want missive different to mean like small little piece of writing, but missive actually means like tone.
Any communication.
No, it means like a missive is like a like long, detail-rich letter, I think, or something.
I think of missive as like a sentence you just spit out.
Right, but that's what I want it to mean, but I think that's the opposite.
I think it's like a badly behaved woman.
Right.
Missive.
I like, I'm
like, you wretched missive. Back to the chamber.
And you know what? The thing with words is you can...
called a portend.
It's about social power. So as in, if we just all are like, a missive is a badly behaved woman, and mm-hmm. it sometimes means short
right.
little
that's
message.
Like literally, they change the meaning.
Right.
To they mean do. Literally or not literally.
Right, exactly.
That was
it's like
cool.
We got that.
That's mm-hmm. called Frindle.
Right. Oh my god, they were so not they were obnoxious about the literally thing.
I know.
Like they like people being like, "I think you mean," like that was so early 2000s,
right.
Like kind of same vibe as like Pink being like
it was just hating
stupid
women.
Girls.
I was
it really
like women
was
and gay guys. Like people hate women and gay guys.
Right, him exactly. and gay guys.
Yeah. We have to stick together.
We do stick together.
We
do. And guys, when we don't, that's when things get really scary.
Yeah.
You're so right.
And guys, mm-hmm. we do need to stick
Oh my god,
together.
I saw this video on Twitter yesterday of this gay guy.
Good.
Yes. And so far,
that's
so
great.
Good.
I did too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if it was the same one.
All right, say your gay guy video.
Okay, British gay guy who he's like, what is it he say? He's like, I play Squidward in the musical, and he's, I can't remember what exactly.
Sounds
what
good,
says.
Charlie.
It sounds good.
Thank
did you.
You
like him?
Yes.
Did
I just had
like
such
him?
A gay voice, and I was like, I'm living. I love it.
Mm-mm.
What does he say? He's like, I play Squidward. He's a massive. Like diva or something like that.
To me, that sounds straight, but maybe that's because
really?
It's British.
Right.
Like a straight picture, hot straight guy. Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
A British hot straight guy. He's a massive diva.
No, I'm not hearing straight.
I'm picturing like a prince.
I'm picturing like a fabulous woman. I'm picturing Adele.
Dylan, what was your gay guy video?
I really like this gay guy on Twitter who's like 18.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Tanner. Do you know him?
No.
He's literally so funny, like sincerely funny. He like has it. And he makes these like comedy TikToks for teens.
Uh-huh.
And he adds these like laugh tracks. And they're so effective. And it makes me laugh. Like I'll send you guys. Like it's
Wait,
literally
please,
funny.
I'm dynasty.
But he's had some famous ones. Like he had the one with like Scooby-Doo coming to Subway. Have you ever seen that?
Oh,
and
yes.
Like,
yeah.
You need a service animal vest?
Yes.
He's literally funny.
Oh, my God. He is funny.
He
totally
like, has
him.
A great sense
he's
of like,
18. He's not British.
He's a child.
Right.
Yeah, no, sure. He's Southern.
Oh.
He also has an accent. Yeah.
Cool.
I actually really like him. He did not follow me back.
That's great.
Shoot.
That's okay.
He is like, and those videos are like
that's
fast.
He's
or
like 18.
Edit, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That's a really great cool. sense of like what's funny.
I don't think I watched Glee yesterday. That's a gay guy video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Early
Chris
Glee.
Chris Colfer.
Early Glee. Yeah. First season.
Gay.
Who's that?
Chris Colfer is Kurt in Glee.
Kurt is fabulous.
And he now is a best-selling author of
really?
Children's books.
Oh, that's great.
You know, something about the Glee cast really like makes me need to look them up on Wikipedia.
Well, I know why. It's because they had really they have
some tragedy.
Yes.
And Jenna Ushkowitz has a Tony for producing Once on This Island.
Who is that?
Jenna Ushkowitz plays Tina.
She is a Tony for producing Once on This Island. That's right. I saw that production. It was
really
completely fabulous.
Wait, really? Do you guys remember the reality show where they were finding a new Glee cast member?
Yes.
Yeah, we should all watch it.
I actually met a girl who was on it, and I did karaoke with her. I was like, you're really good.
And then was she like, yeah, I was on the Glee cast.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She was like, I was on the Glee project.
Whoa.
I would love to see that.
Wait, the guy who won that was the Honeycomb guy, right?
What do you mean?
With the big, that looked like the Honeycomb mascot? With the big mouth?
No, I don't think so. I think that was just a separate... Oh, that guy who is with talking about actors like this. I'm like, that guy who is with that girl in that thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to know where he
Sam
was now.
Sam something. Yeah, Sam. Yeah.
He is in something now.
Yeah,
something.
With you know someone random.
Yeah.
I want to say with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, you genius.
Oh, my God.
You are so on fire today. Don't ever doubt yourself. Don't ever.
This is how I know.
He was in. Let me just back you up for a second.
Yeah.
He was in Lindsay Lohan's Christmas movie.
I saw that. Wait,
really?
Who was he?
He's the love interest.
Oh, he's like the guy that has the daughter?
Yes.
In the, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Cord Overstreet.
He was in Glee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. I haven't been listening. Wait.
You said he was in Glee.
Wait, his name is, and it's naming Cord Overstreet.
Literally.
And this is how I know, like, do you guys have stuff where when you're on your computer, you're like, bro, it's too late. I need to turn it off. Like, I know it's too late when I'm looking up, like, Glee cast members' Wikipedias or, like, best supporting actress Oscars history.
Right.
I'm just like, I'm gone. Like, this is how I've reached this point. Like, I'm done.
It's shut like, the computer. There's a million different ways for you to get to Cord Overstreet. Mm-hmm. And once you hit him, yeah, you have to go to bed.
We're done.
Also, his name is Cord Overstreet, but you thought maybe it was Sam. Yeah. Which is really funny.
I feel like it's Sam on the show.
Oh, that's why. Okay, sorry.
You were trying to drag Charlie down.
Yeah, I was like, it's funny that you fucked up so bad. Yeah.
I also watched a video yesterday of Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking of gay guy videos.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, couldn't keep his eyes open while he was talking.
I mean, bro, it's bad.
It's so bad, you guys.
It's, like, seriously bad.
I hadn't seen, like, a visual of him in a while, and I was like, his eyes are closed.
No, like, it's, like, legit crazy. And it's not even, like, that's not even the main reason he's, like, a bad person.
Not even close
to the
top 10.
But it does not help.
No.
Well, that was always the thing with, like, the way people would talk about, like, I sometimes get nervous about, like, competency evaluations for, like, politicians. Because that was so, like, the liberal take about Trump is it's, like, he's, like, so rude. And it's, like, I don't really care that he's rude.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the main thing for me. Like, it's, like... I don't want, like, a polite, like, neoconservative, like, a polite, like, ultra-conservative, right? Like, I don't like that he's, like a conservative fascist. Like, you know what I mean? So
totally.
With Biden, it's, like, I'm, like, I don't care as much that he's, like, so, like, yeah, a senile, like, good person. I'm, like, whatever. Like, do your thing.
Right.
Who
maybe,
surrounded
yeah.
himself with, like, good handlers. It's, like, okay. Like,
definitely.
Puppeteer him to, like,
100%.
Pass, like, good laws. Fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
he's already bad, so it's, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is fun to make fun of him.
It's just, yeah, it's just, like, right. It's, like, okay, so, like, his politics are horrible, and also, like, he is asleep all the time because he's...
Yeah, I used to be positive he was dead. Like, I was like, oh, he died in, like, 1983 for so long. But now I'm like, oh, he is alive, and that's so bad.
Right.
It's right,
worse. Like,
right.
The only thing worse than that could have happened. Which
like,
is that
oh, no, he is
die.
Actually alive.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, and it actually is nice because you're like, it's really okay to make fun of him for that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, really okay to be like, what are you doing, dude? Like. Because you're trying to be the president.
I know, right. It's like your senile friends can hear you. And it's like, well, it's like they don't have to be the president.
Right. And I'm also like, I'm not being like, it's not funny that he's senile. It's funny that he's senile and trying to be the president.
Right.
It's like, that's a little goofy,
yeah.
dude. Like, stop. But he's not going to stop.
No. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, it's okay. We don't get so political so often.
Not about him.
No, not about him.
No.
Should we do our lists?
Yes.
Okay, so this is how it works.
Mm-hmm. I need to move my chair while you explain it.
Basically, we wrote down ideas. Do you remember when we did that from the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so now we're just going to exchange them and read each other's and then, like, talk about them.
Okay, great.
And that's seriously it.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Right, and
okay.
we're going to give...
I give you mine.
We're going to both give you...
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then
why
you get
to... Why don't we do a three card Monty?
Okay,
so... And you take mine.
Okay. I need that one. Thank you.
Exactly. Okay. I'm going to start with Dylan's.
Okay.
Psyllium husk.
It's all one thing. Psyllium husk death. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So psyllium, do you guys know what psyllium husk is?
Yes.
I don't.
I actually love it.
Me too. It's actually really great. Good.
What is it? It's a food?
It's like a fiber supplement, basically. It's like a powder that you put into, like, I want to say a smoothie
or just water. Or just water. Right. Yeah. Oh. It's what Metamucil is, but it's like the pure ingredient of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Metamucil cool. has like sweeteners. Orange in it's like or weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Got
it. No, so I do just pure psyllium husk. I do it, and it really makes a difference.
Yes. It helps like digestive stuff, and it's like good for you.
It clears you out.
Yeah.
So and it's you like drink it. It's like wait 2 seconds and then like
yes, or like take it at night. Helps in the morning. Whatever.
Great.
Here's the thing though. So like you'll relate to this. Mm-hmm. I was reading the back of like how to use it. It's a new thing for me, and it says like drink it immediately or it will thicken in your throat and kill you. And I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Wait a minute.
That's what I was thinking.
Wait. So like if you drink it slowly, how do you drink it, something like, slowly?
I don't know, because it like congeals in your stomach and that's what's like good about it,
right? Yeah.
But it'll do that in your throat, like you have like 3 seconds. Like what do you mean?
Right, that's so crazy.
I just don't even understand how you can hold something in your throat. Right.
I just like you can chug it now out of fear.
Like did you know that?
No, but I've like seen it. If you leave it in the glass for too long, it's like it does start to congeal and it becomes kind of unpleasant.
But I don't know if it would kill you.
No, it's like, come on.
Like, that is like a huge user error.
Right.
It's a crazy thing to say on the bottle.
There is someone who's like trying to gargle it just for fun. Right. And like they should die.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think they should be put to death for that.
I put it in smoothies and it's like I'm not drinking it immediately. It's like I'm taking like 10, 15 minutes and then
wait. I'm so stupid. I was thinking it's like you have to. It congeals in your throat or
something? That's what it says on the bottle.
You're not stupid.
But like if it gets too thick and you'll try to swallow it, you'll be unable to and it will form like a plug in your throat is what it says on the bottle.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine like a worse way to die?
Right. No.
You're taking a fiber supplement and
it kills you.
You're
plugged with psyllium husk just because you want it to go, number two.
Yeah.
Also, it's like wait, so like my throat can't handle that, but then it's like, but then no problem. Like once it gets to the rest of the tubes, like it's all good. Like,
right.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I think they should take it off the bottle.
I do too. It's like, you know what?
You're freaking out.
More harm than good. Like if it happens, it happens.
It's also
right?
Like now you're making me overthink it.
Right. And that's the way to be. Right. It's like,
right.
Exactly. Telling someone to swallow a pill. It's like way harder if you're like, just
do
it.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I saw this thing that like, you know, chia seeds like expand in water.
Yeah.
And they were like, you need to let them expand in the thing. Otherwise, they'll like, if you eat them dry, they expand in your stomach and then you explode. <or something.>
We're all so fragile.
Yeah, I know. It's
seriously.
Like, well, I'm like, that must happen to one out of every 1 billion people.
Yeah.
And then they have to be like, look, like, just to be real, like, it could happen, but probably not, but maybe.
I just kind of feel like, as a rule, like, if something is too thick for you to get it down your throat, your body rejects it from the swallowing process.
Right, exactly.
Right? Like, what about food?
Well, you can choke.
Right. That's choking. Yeah.
That's choking.
We've reinvented choking. That's choking. You're like, and so that wouldn't make any sense.
So what would the body do?
Right.
Got it.
That's crazy. Have you guys ever choked? Have you guys ever choked?
I did one time choke. I was staying at my grandma's, like, apartment in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and they had like a for the apartment complex like a playground mm-hmm. in the middle of it, you mm-hmm. know what I mean, and I met a girl, like two girls there who lived in the apartment complex, and we like started playing a game, and I was like, this is so fun, like I have new friends. And then it was like dinner time, so I like went back up to my grandma's apartment, mm-hmm. she made me a pizza bagel, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to get back out to see the friends. Like, they were my new friends, like, you can imagine. So I ate the pizza bagel so fast, and I choked on it. Mm. I was like...
What did your grandmother do?
I just, like, eventually, like, coughed it up. She didn't have to do anything, so I guess it wasn't that bad. But I remember it.
Yeah, you remember it. That sounds
That must have been scary.
It was really scary.
Yeah. I've only, like, commonplace. I've only, like, normal choked where, like, you choke and then it's fine, like, a second later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That probably happens every other month for me.
You're doing something.
It's always the psyllium husk.
I'm not, like, the best chewer.
Right. Is this what you're choking on? Like, it's always your congealed husk.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't have any memories of it. I'm sure I've had many experiences like that. But, and God forbid.
You know...
That happens in movies and stuff all the time. And TV shows, people choking.
Really?
Yes.
And the Heimlich.
Yes, it's well, because there's a drama to, you know, eating, and this you need someone to help you, so there's a lot of dramatic
I want to say something as a PSA.
Yeah.
You can do the Heimlich on yourself. Do you guys know this? You kind of have to like throw yourself into the corner of a chair to puncture the thing. And or not puncture, but and it works.
I think I've seen that in a TV show.
I saw it on 30 Rock.
Exactly. Oh, I was going to say with 30 Rock.
Oh, there we go.
Why did they do it on 30 Rock? Was it
Liz Tina? Lemon? Yeah, she's choking by herself.
Right.
She like goes along.
Calling her Tina.
Like, was it Tina?
Relax. I'm like, Tina, oh, I forgot. Like, what was the character's name?
Right.
I'm so close with Tina. Her. Yeah.
Think, oh, Tina was so funny in that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Tina's show, right?
Right. Okay. Moving on.
I'm going to do Natalie's. This is Brain Fart Basic.
Okay. This is
we were all looking around like, what do we do now?
Who fucking said that? This is that there, the word brain fart, I find to be like the word phrase.
Words.
The words, brain farts, I find to be so expressive, helpful, specific, and irreplaceable. Like, I don't know if there's a phrase that describes that so perfectly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a slip up or like, it's like, and I, had it this past week. I like thought that I had like a psychiatrist appointment and I like texted her like, OMG, sorry, like running late, like can you call me, like I can't get on my Zoom, like all this like crazy ass stuff. And she was like, oh, our appointment's like, our appointment's in like 4 days. And I was like, oh, brain fart. And she was like, all good. And I was like, yeah, like I needed to say that. I needed to say brain fart, and it worked.
Right.
But it's not pleasant. Like,
you don't want to have to be saying like fart. Like, you just don't want, especially in a professional context, like with your psychiatrist.
Which is, in a professional context, is the majority of the time you need to use the words brain
fart. Exactly. Right. Because you're like, that's when you're like, I mess up the meeting. Because also part of the effect of it is that it's like, this was just like a random one-off thing, actually. And you don't have to worry about, like, there's not a systematic process here.
And that's, it's not making indicative of my.
Right. Exactly.
I don't like, yeah. Exactly.
You're like, this is just like my mental, my brain body, like. Occasionally, we all have these things, and it's normal.
My
and it's
brain party has had gas.
Right. And it's like, that's normal. It's to be expected. Don't freak out. It's not like, it's saying, like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not so disorganized. It just happens.
Right. It's like, you don't fart.
Right. Exactly. But then you do want another way of, like, because, right, even, like, a slip-up is, like, a slip-up, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's like,
that's first of many, probably, of your, right?
Yeah.
There, we don't have another
thing. A brain slip could be good.
Not, but it doesn't, because you could, you be like, I had a brain slip.
Do you think the word fart is what diffuses the situation? Like, it's such a goofy thing to say that, like, it's, oh, he's fine, like, you're
like
good.
You so debase yourself that they're like, I'm not gonna get mad at you, like,
yeah, and like nothing serious is happening with you.
Totally right. I think that must be true. Like,
you're like, I can't get mad at this guy, like, he just said fart. Like,
farts are,
he's got enough of his own
completely natural and harmless and silly. And then maybe that's what you're trying to say. It's like, not only was this totally natural, but it was funny.
I'm imagining, like, kind of a worst case scenario a little bit, where, like, someone is really chronically, like, not doing a good job at work and keeps chalking it up to brain farts. And everybody knows that it's, like, a systematic problem. And then there is the additional embarrassment of, like, and they keep saying fart. Like, she's like, oh, shit. Major, like,
screw up.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I, like, double booked the conference room, like, brain fart. And they're all like, Linda, like, not only keeps messing up the conference room booking, but she can't stop saying fart.
And it's like, we kind of can't hold her feet to the fire, because every time it happens, it's a brain fart, which, like, if you were going to get mad at someone for a brain fart, that's really rude of you.
Right. No, it is. It, like, does, like, it's a little veil of protection.
And I wrote basic, too, because I feel like there was a time, like, maybe when I was in college, when the word basic was, like, really big. Like, oh, this, she's so basic, like, whatever. And I remember at the time being like, okay, like, this is kind of, like, a lame word to use. And, like, maybe, like, sexist or something. But, like, I, but feeling like this really describes a kind of person or thing.
I mean, basic, but, is, like.
But now I don't feel that as much about the word.
That it's, like, problematic?
That basic, no, that it's so descriptive.
I had a meeting one time with somebody, and they were like, where do you live? And I was like, Williamsburg. And they were like, oh, so you're basic. And I was like, what? Like, no, that's just where I live.
It's like classically like mean as fuck.
Right.
Like, it's like, just, I just thought it was so weird. It was like, I don't know. Is it?
Oh, you're basic. It's like, oh, you're like bullying me?
I have, like, I like my apartment. I don't know.
Totally.
Wait, it's so funny to get bullied and be like kind of in a place of like confidence in your life where you're just like, you're not like, oh, yeah, no, I know it's stupid. Like,
yeah.
But just to receive it and be like, huh? Like,
right.
No, like, why would you say that? Like, that's so weird.
I didn't even get it. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to have someone explain to you how they're, like, being mean to
you. Yeah, like, wait, explain to me why I'm a loser. I don't, I literally don't
care. Yeah, literally.
You're and like, then oh, like, that's just where I found a good apartment. Like, right. What's your...
And then it's like, oh my God, like, you look so stupid for, like, judging neighborhoods. Like,
I don't think it's pretty convenient. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But I wonder if brain fart will go the way of basic where it, like, doesn't make sense anymore.
But basic is more of like a social, like that felt like it was attached to more of a like.
But sweetheart, as we discussed, all words are social.
That's right. It's like Frindle.
But
it's
we don't have any culture anymore where anything is basic or not basic.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. Like, no, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I agree with you.
Me too.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
You can't. I already did.
We all agree.
Merp.
No,
that
wait.
Was so merp.
I mean, talking about another word. You know what I mean?
No, but MERP is back.
You're early on MERP.
Oh.
I do think it's back, but I think it's like...
It's early days.
You're like spearheading that.
Okay, cool.
DERP, right.
DERP.
Oh my God, DERP is another like... That actually, DERP was brain fart. Like a, yes. Being like, oh my God, DERP, sorry. Like...
Yeah.
No professional.
I thought that was a slur for some reason.
The whole time you're like looking, you're like...
Oh. Maybe it is.
Okay.
This clip surfaces in 10 years and they're like... They were saying derp, like...
Like, they dropped the D word.
Yeah.
No, but you could say that instead of brain fart. Like, you could be like, oh my God, derp, like...
Me to my psychiatrist?
Yeah, like...
Oh my God, I feel like I want to say merp.
You can.
What is mer? Is that anything?
I think it's in the same world.
It's new?
Like Irma Gerd.
Mer. Yeah.
I think saying derp to your psychiatrist is really funny. I just want to give you that. I just want everybody to go back to it.
You should send your psychiatrist a happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
You should send your psychiatrist a happy belated Valentine's Day.
I cannot believe that she went to medical school. And now that's no insult to the profession, like of which like I participate. Obviously, I'm on medication. I'm not crazy, but like the fact that like psychiatrists have to go to medical school to then. Be like, you should go on Zoloft. I'm like, I said that.
Right.
They'll give you whatever you want.
Literally.
No,
I know.
Crazy.
It's so
and
nice.
I'm like, yeah, like I'm having this side effect. And she's like, period. Okay, thank you so much. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm
not mad at her. And like, I think there's really cool psychiatrists doing like really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of them. Some of them are just like randomly giving out pills. Is this rude?
No,
it's so
true. Totally agree.
My psychiatrist was like, you can choose between this or this. And I was like, you choose.
Right. Like,
what do you mean?
Right.
Totally.
She's like, do you want to flip a coin or? Well, because it's like now you have a joke about this kind of where it's like they really, especially for SSRIs, like they really don't fully understand the mechanism.
Yes.
Like
literally.
And that's kind of crazy. Like they really are just like, we just know it works.
Literally. But they don't even.
No, but they do. They like know it works. They know it's like people feel better when they're on it.
They do.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I know that something, but
right.
I didn't know they could, like, prove it yet.
I think they can, but it is really, like, who knows? And who knows, like, the long-term stuff? Like, it is seriously... I was annoyed about my psychiatrist because when I was, like, having trouble sleeping, she prescribed me this, like, hydroxyzine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, I did a little research, like, truly the tiniest amount, and there is really... like overwhelming evidence that taking that kind of drug like heavily correlates with like Alzheimer's later in life, like taking it regularly. And I was like,
yeah,
did well, you want? And she was like, there is no downside.
That's mine said that too. She was like, do not skimp on this.
Right, exactly. They were like, there is like, go hard on the hydroxyzine. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And then it was like taking a bunch. I was like, I should look into this like pill I'm taking every night. And then it was like, this is the thing that is the most linked to Alzheimer's. And I was like, so I don't love that, actually.
I know.
And I was like, so, and also, if I can access that, like, I bet you could have accessed that, too. Or at least you could have been like, some people think this. Let me, like, try to synthesize this research for you because I'm trying to read an abstract of a paper, I'm like, all right, like, I guess I'll put my reading glasses
honestly,
on.
Honestly, I feel like one of the main things you do is read abstracts.
I've brought it up a few times, but that's only because I'm proud.
Period.
I don't do it that often.
I want you to be proud.
Thank you.
We both like
what medications everybody on count of three.
I was gonna say, like, we're also the population that are like, I'm having panic attacks, I'm not gonna read an abstract, but you are.
Yeah, right, because it's like it'll scare me sometimes with stuff. I was just talking about this, like, when I'm freaking out about something, I'm like, I can't engage with anything else, I need to go directly to the source. It's like when I'm having like freak outs about like romantic stuff, I'm like, I can only consume media that's about like romantic freakouts, disillusions, difficulty, pain. Like, I can't be distracted. Like, I have to like engage with the thing like head on, or else it feels, I'm like, this is insane, I can't focus on it. And I need someone else's story that I can like kind of get distracted by.
Cool.
I'm just weird. I'm just different.
I love to be distracted.
I love to ignore everything.
Yes.
I wish I were a little better at it, because sometimes it's like, let's
well, bro, it's like obsessive.
Period.
No shade.
No, I mean, by the way, like, no shade.
Heard on that. You're heard on that, brother. Yeah. Wait, what are your distracty things? Like,
that's a great question. I'm so distracted that I don't even know. Does that make sense?
It's like every day, everything.
Yeah,
it's
everything. Shut out the whole life you're living. Whole life. Eventually you'll die. Right. Yeah.
What do you watch? Like, are you like?
Oh, Housewives. I'm newly into Beverly Hills. What? I'm into like season 11 now, though. Like, it's like new, but like hard.
Girl, when was new?
Yeah, like Erica is having like her legal shit right now.
Oh my god!
Did you watch the doc?
Did you start at the beginning?
Yes.
You're amazing.
I've grown up with them.
When did you start?
This summer. Well, I started with Roni, and then it got too much for me.
Okay.
It got,
you started original Roni?
Yeah, and then, like, season four, I was like, they're just yelling at each other, like, too much.
Understood. So it's like... You got to Scary Island.
Past Scary Island. But then, like Beverly Hills is, like, diet Roni.
Totally.
Yeah, which
you
is
You don't have
for
to
me.
Feel as bad for them because they're, like... It's like Hollywood or something.
I don't know. They're just less plugged into
they're
each
in
other.
They're in the sun, yeah.
Whereas in Roni, they're, like, you're tacky.
The beginning of Beverly Hills is, like, no doubt the darkest.
Oh, yeah, with it Russell. Ever gets. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What happens there?
Like, trigger warning, like, crazy-ass stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Got like, it. Dark, dark stuff. Like, real really? Human misery.
Oh. I don't even know, like, if we can speak of it.
Like, it'll be too much of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
But... It gets really good.
But currently, like, do you know about, like, Erica Girardi? Do you know who that is? Erica Jane?
Mm.
You're checking with me. You're so cute.
Do I know about that? I don't think so.
Well, anyway, so husband. She was married. She was, like, married to, like, an 80-year-old billionaire guy who's a trial lawyer. Was, like, Aaron Brockovich's lawyer.
Oh, wait. I do know about this.
Do you know what happened?
Story. The thing where it's, like... Da, da 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 da, like, he lied about the, like, plane victims crashing. He took the money, and the question is, does she know that, like, he actually was scamming them?
Yeah.
And it's, like, all on TV.
He's, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, why is, like, he's so enriched by, like, doing something good, like, winning money back for all these people, but then, like, none of them ever really saw a cent of the winnings he got for them because he was stealing all the money.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Wait. And then does she, like, do you guys think she knew?
Well, I know stuff that you don't know, so
okay.
I won't say.
I think she did know.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think she knew.
You think she knew?
I think trial lawyers don't make that much money. I mean, I don't know. I could also see not knowing that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I think she knew.
Yeah, maybe. I can't tell you, but it's so good. And
Natalie, how do you know? What information do you have?
Well, I just know more. She's only on...
I'm just now getting to...
Well...
Because
I'm caught up, but I'm like...
I think...
We can talk about it later.
my main piece of evidence is, like, when she's talking about what's going on with Tom, her makeup runs down her face and she cries. But Erica would have waterproof mascara on
literally.
If she didn't want it to run.
Well, that, you know, people were saying that.
Really?
Hi, genius. Yes.
Wait, that's literally that? Like, literally. You're a detective. Like, that's literally like...
No, I mean, first of all, that's really smart. And it's interesting because you're watching this in, like, a... kind of a bubble because you're in a different time zone of when it happened.
Yeah.
But that's literally what people were saying, remember?
Yes.
That
really?
Scene with Kyle where she's like...
There's no fucking way. Yeah. I mean, like, she is wearing waterproof mascara. Yeah. I've always worn waterproof mascara, like, my whole life. If I wanted it to run, I wouldn't.
Literally. Yeah. I mean... Exactly.
Whoa.
I mean, the truth is you never really... We don't still have clarity on, like, exactly whether or not she knew.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, her... like either way in that season, like she's clearly trying to like garner sympathy like blowing it. Like,
yeah,
she's so trying to get sympathy for like her experience.
At no point is she like, I can't even selfishly like, oh, I can't believe I was spending this money that was meant for the victims of like a plane crash.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Right, that's the way you get sympathy for that. You're like, I feel so like, this is horrible that this happened. I would have never wanted this. Right.
Yeah.
Like, my life is falling apart. And everyone's like, and the victims. And she's like, the victim.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Is Kyle really gay, do you think?
I don't know.
You know
I
mean,
I don't know. Like, the thing is, to me, honestly, like, they teased it so much in like the, like lead up to the season, and then it's been like kind of a nothing burger within the season. Like,
I know, but I do think they have chemistry.
Her and that girl. You don't think she's just like seeing Chriselle and she's like, I can kind of do this.
See, yeah.
I mean, that's hard to hear.
Okay. Which, by the way, like, first of all, I could not believe in Chriselle and G Flip more. Like, I just want to say that.
They're so in love.
They're so in love. I just showed my girlfriend last night the picture they posted for Valentine's Day, and I said, I'm seriously, from the bottom of my heart, happy for them. I couldn't be happier for them.
That's funny. Never mind.
Kind of a conversation stopper, huh?
I wish someone were here to talk about Elden Ring with me.
Yeah, we can try. Why don't you try and we'll try.
It's the video game I'm playing.
Oh, okay.
Well, the thing about it is that I don't really understand what's happening in the game. So I would need a lot of help.
Well, ask me a question about it. I bet I can answer it.
Okay. What does it mean to, like, in the game, like, what's the tarnished and what's the relationship with the two fingers?
I think when the two fingers become tarnished, you have to restart the level, probably, to clean your hand.
The two fingers is, like, answer that question? No. The two fingers
it's
is
sexual.
Kind of, yes. It's kind of like the cult of the tarnished, of which you're one.
I feel like you are lying.
I'm not, but I actually don't know. I really don't understand what's happening. It's funny because there's so much like lore, and I'm like, you know what? Like, let me know. Like, I'm gonna go beat up the goblin. And
is the Elden Ring a video game first, or it was a book?
It's a video game first, but it is written by George R.R. Martin.
He wrote a video game?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He went to Northwestern, I think.
Period.
And he came to like. Homecoming, and they brought him onto the football field. Wait, is he the Game of Thrones guy?
Yeah.
And they brought him onto the football field, and they were like, George R.R. Martin, like, yay! And they tried to put a football helmet on his head, and it was too small. And it only fit on top of his head.
You have so many stories.
And he was like, and everyone was like,
that reminds me of the time that you ate a pizza bagel too fast.
You're bullying me.
Are there untarnished?
Yes.
Are they called something else? Are they called untarnished?
I think they're just like regular like people.
Oh, okay. But you're a tarnished.
You're a tarnished, and you're following the light of grace to reclaim the Elden Ring.
Is there a lot of sex in it?
No, there's none.
That's so unlike him.
I know, it's actually a bummer. Let me say something else. I watched Mulholland Drive last night. Have you guys seen it?
No. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
You know about movies, right?
I mean, not all of them.
Yeah, but you know.
Some of them.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
I feel like you have a famous Letterboxd.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It stresses me. I don't really use it anymore.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. I Letterboxd. Or I liked having like a record of the movies I watched, but this thing of trying to come up with like a pithy little, it's like, that's very me or whatever.
Like, do you ever go like really like a movie and then go to Letterboxd and look at the 1-star reviews?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do that all the time just to piss myself off.
And it kind of ruins it for you.
We'll just be like, well, the male gaze, or it's like a Pedro Almodovar movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, fuck. Does it kind of like take away?
No, it makes me feel like, I don't know. It makes me feel so bad in a way, like skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like it fills me with like adrenaline.
Totally. Right, like, because you want to disagree.
Because people are like, this is so boring. Yeah. And it's like a beautiful
movie.
And
you're like, no, it's not. You stupid bitch.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do think I like to go to my main reaction when watching a movie these days is being like, I don't know, like something. I lost an ability to decide if a movie's good or not.
Good.
Every movie I see, I'm like, no idea.
Wait, maybe it's because the more you know you don't know.
That's kind of what I'm hoping it is.
Like what? You think a part of your brain fell out?
Yeah, or like that I'm like, I like don't care and therefore like don't pay attention, or like I'm losing some sense of.
No, I think you're maturing.
Thank you.
But isn't it the same thing? Like, every second I get older, I care less overall.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
Right. About, like, myself or others.
Right, yeah. Literally.
You're just like, eh, whatever.
Right.
All right, let's do next video.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Are these two?
Yeah, it's two. So there's the first one.
Okay, the first one is...
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they, how do they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And they it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have to.
But then with, you it, need it right. to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah, and specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA plus prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was... This is actually something that comes up. Like yeah, on
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings, mm-hmm. so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like, mine would probably be, like, when I saw... this, like, on TV, like, there was this girl, like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like...
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in okay. my stand-up where it's like, I'm, like, such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So thank you could you. Say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It happens at the island.
Okay, this is it happens at the island, and this is my observation that if there's a kitchen island, that's where people are gonna hang out.
Period.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter, it's like you can have the comfiest, nicest living room. People don't want that. They want to hang around the two stools on the kitchen island. And it's like there can be six people, two people are sitting, everybody's gathered around the island. They're like playing with like the apple that's in the bowl there. They're like rolling around with rubber bands or whatever. Like, that's where people want to congregate.
Right.
People want to be in the kitchen. They don't want to be in the living room. They want to be at the kitchen island. Or the little part of the like the little part of the kitchen counter that juts out.
Right.
That's just what they want.
What about what is that?
It's like the human animal wants to like lean over on the island.
Yes. Exactly. The body wants
the body wants to lean over something.
To lean over it.
Well, it's very rare. Can you think of another room that has not furniture, but like
it's a place that like people kind of
wall.
Right.
Short wall.
Right. That people like hang out.
You know
on?
What I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like a table. It's higher than that.
It kind of feels like a bar right a little height. Bit. Like, you know what I mean? It's like giving right. that. Like, some people are sitting on tall chairs, some people are standing around. You're close to like food stuff.
Who invented the kitchen island?
I don't know.
Is it like from Greece?
Probably.
Like, I'm interested. And should every room have like a island?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what about like the living room island?
Right. Well, it is like, it's like, well, if you want people to hang out in the living room, then you need to make an island there.
Exactly. Or like the bedroom island or whatever. Like, maybe that's like what we need more.
Right.
It's just like stuff to lean over at like a 75 degree.
People just love, well, also it's like my apartment has like a separate kitchen from the living room. And I remember when I moved in, I was like, oh, that's nice. It's like nice to have the separation. Now I'm like, I don't want that actually. Because you're always like, you always want to be kind of puttering about in the kitchen.
Right.
And it's really nice when you can have people over and you can be like, I'm going to make you a little snack and be like, you know, right. And we can be chatting with each other.
Maybe it's like we're all searching for mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mother's in the kitchen.
And you're right. That feeling of being like in the kitchen, you're kind of like, oh my God, it's so true. It's like you're sort of conspiratorial. You're like, I'm in the
in-group. That's not what I said.
I know, but it is.
That's so true. It's kind of conspiratorial. Like, it's a cool idea, but it's not from me.
But it kind of is, because you're like, I want to be like with mom in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not
part of like the rest of the dinner party. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in with the in-group.
Like,
sort
it's
of.
Like the.
I'm behind the scenes a little bit.
Right. Like, it's like the bedroom at a party.
Yes, exactly.
The kitchen is like the.
It's like not the
not
main
where the hosting
because
happens.
Right, if you're just in the living room, you're like, so I'm just one of millions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just any random person who's in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing. But if you're in the kitchen, you're kind of like, I know like the people who kind of run the place a little bit.
Yes.
Maybe that's the feeling.
The quality of conversation is so different between the two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Like, the depth of conversation. I don't know. And I was just thinking about like when everyone was talking about like conversation pits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
how that's really the opposite of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's even further down.
It's further down and it's also reclined.
Right.
Like
it's a concave island.
Right. Well, actually, okay. In a living room and in a conversation pit, you're reclined. You're like, you're leaning back.
Right.
Whereas in a kitchen island, you're like,
your heads are closer and your feet are farther.
If you guys were recording this podcast at a kitchen island, I think we would have like been spilling a lot more secrets.
You're so
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
like a kitchen island podcast.
You couldn't release it. It would be too juicy.
It's true. Like we actually would be like gossiping.
No, you're so true.
Yeah,
you're
we all hate the same people.
Right.
Literally.
Exactly.
Wait, yeah.
We do, right? I'd love to talk about
about that after.
I love to gossip.
Of course.
I
love to talk shit.
Yes.
I know.
It's beautiful.
It's such a shame that we can't really do it on the podcast.
You can't do it at all anymore because nobody is safe.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you get in trouble. And I've learned time and time again that stuff gets back to people.
Yeah. Really?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh my God.
But I also have a really big mouth. I seriously cannot shut the fuck up.
You
for
run
my
that
life.
Thing.
Have you guys ever like started to talk shit about somebody and seen it not go well in the other person's face?
Oh my God.
Is there anything worse?
Oh my God.
You
need
to backtrack and be like, yeah, but I'm an asshole. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know,
but I like have a disease where I'm mean and I'm judgmental and it's sad. I'm working on it really hard.
And when someone tries to do it to you and you're like, oh, that's like my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, you become like a cop, but you're like, sorry, but like, what?
It's just my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the kitchen island versus the living room, I just want to say there's something about the pressure
mm-hmm.
of the expectation of conversation and hanging out and spending time is so high in like a couch area.
That's what it
all
is.
All we have to
totally.
Do is like sit and talk. And that's like, oh boy, this is how I feel about it. I've talked about this before with like dinner where it's like you're just sitting across from each other like and you're like, okay, we just have to talk as opposed to like a kitchen island. It's mm-hmm. like you're not there to talk. So when you're talking, it's this extra fun thing.
You're hitting on something so
it's, you're exactly Natalie.
Thank
that's
you.
Exactly.
You're
what
always
it is.
About to leave the kitchen,
right?
Right. And so you're like, oh, but we're
there's
still
no pressure.
Right.
It
right.
Feels
right.
like you're really choosing to like. It feels so like fun that you're like, oh my God, we're like choosing to talk here. Like we must really want to talk, as opposed to like in a living room. It's like you could be talking the same amount, but like. The container of needing to talk is so big that you're like, oh gosh, like whatever.
And you don't have anywhere
enough.
To go from there.
Yeah.
Right? It's like if things kind of slow down, mm-hmm. you're like, all right, let's go to the, you know. Like,
oh my God, the best, maybe you don't know about this. Would you grow up in the suburbs?
Yeah.
Okay. Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The best combos ever are when you're like holding your car keys around the kitchen island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like everyone's about to leave,
mm-hmm.
but you're just like having one more talk.
I have that with like everybody
holding
when we would
your
go
Metro
home.
Card.
Like, and some people, like everybody takes the crosstown bus, and then some people go north, and some people go south.
And you like
there
wait
were like
and talk.
Yeah, like I remember like talking to a friend for like friends for like an hour and a half on like 96th and
right.
Broadway.
We, yeah, we've talked about this in the podcast. For
right, just
reason.
Like standing around everybody with their mm-hmm. big backpacks, being like, we don't want it to be over. Like oh. we're just not ready.
We don't talk anymore. Natalie's song of the week.
Wow. But you're hitting on something like that. I'm mm-hmm. like, I've been thinking a lot about like, I've been feeling anxious like at restaurants because I'm about to sit down and like, I literally am like, oh, I can't get up and leave. It would be so weird if I did.
Literally.
And that is causing me like legit anxiety.
Is it the I have that. I feel like pretty anti going to dinner usually in my life.
I fucking hate going to dinner. Mm-hmm. And that's all people do here all the time.
It sucks.
Can we go for a walk?
Yeah.
And also, I don't need to spend $70 on food.
You can't not spend $70.
It's like, I actually don't need to. Like, let me go ahead and eat something really simple and easy, and then we can go on a walk.
Yeah.
Somebody orders a drink. I'm like, okay, that's $15.
Right. Yeah. But I kind of like, though, sometimes if someone orders a drink and it's like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Well, I do think that's the only way to actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to go to dinner and be like, but let's not spend $70.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, like, you will, and you're going to be disappointed.
It's nice to hear you don't like going out to dinner also.
I don't. Well, yeah. I mean, like, I do if I'm really hungry. Mm-hmm. But, like, usually the idea of, like, catching up over dinner, it's just like, fuck, like... It's so intense. Like, all, like, you have to really talk to each other the whole time. And if you were, like, walking side by side, I don't know. It would just, it just feels like all the combo is, like, this extra thing on top.
Yeah.
And it's too much pressure.
It's just too much pressure. Wow, you really figured out the island.
Yeah, you really
did. Thank you. Or just one piece of it. I think you figured out, too, the, or was that you?
I don't know.
We got there together.
Yeah. The idea that your heads are closer than your feet. There should be, like, a psychological principle about that.
I know. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I do think a couch can be... I'm, like, thinking, like, what is the context where it's, like, the conversation and like, a living room is really good?
Mm.
It's, like, when it's really late.
Mm.
Everybody's really tired and they're, like, deep in the couch.
I was going to say, I think the best conversation is when you've, like, you've been working with someone and you're really tired and you both really hate someone at work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you're, like...
And you're like, what the fuck is he thinking?
Right. And it's like the first time you talk about
it.
The first time.
Oh my God, like that, making that contact for the first time of like,
oh my God,
he is being fucking crazy.
It's like, I know what we're going to fucking do.
Right.
Like, those are the best conversations.
It's so lonely to not have, like, I'm not interested in a pity party again. But like, it's like, and you have this too, like, we don't have coworkers.
Yeah.
Like, tutoring and nannying.
Right.
And like, so you don't get that thing of like being like,
right,
this person, blah blah blah.
It's actually like I have a friend who now works for the same tutoring company, and very occasionally we'll have like, we'll tutor the same kid in like different subjects.
Oh my god, yeah.
And it actually has been amazing to be like, Heather is a nightmare. Like, talking about one of the moms, and it's like, oh my god, this is a revelation, because we never get to do this, and I'm just always alone talking to this mom. I'm like, ah, you're being crazy. Like,
I don't think, honestly, we were ever supposed to have one-on-one time with anyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that was ever the plan for humanity. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not natural.
No. Like, maybe for 20 minutes maximum if you were, like, going to fetch something, like, from a neighboring, like, town or something.
Right.
What? But, you know, the towns are 20 minutes apart in this, like, era that I'm speaking of. But I don't know. It's just, like... Yeah, it's not right.
I agree. Period. I love, it's like, I love group interaction.
Yes.
You know when it's like, you can have one-on-one, you're in a group of six people, you're walking somewhere, we'll do 2-2-2.
Wait, I love one-on-one time.
Yeah, by the way, me too.
Me too, but like, it's just like, if it's voluntary.
Yeah. Should we do the next idea?
Yes.
This is Natalie's second idea, My Strange Addiction Kids.
Okay, you know My Strange Addiction, the show?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone's like, oh, like, I'm in love with, like, licking a lamppost or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's stuff that's, like, not necessarily bad, but, like, when you're addicted to it, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I love, like, sleeping with a wooden spoon in my bed, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, making up really good ones.
Yeah, those are good. Is that true? No, you made those up.
I made those up. Right. That's what I was saying.
Those sound real.
That's the vibe, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, you love that?
You're kind of weird and addicted. And I think about it a lot with nannying, because like a lot of the times the kids do stuff that's not bad, but it's very odd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have this feeling where I'm like, I hope this doesn't become like a thing or something. Or you get why like people step in to be like, listen, not this.
Yeah.
Like, don't do this. Like, someone's, like, addicted to, like, sitting on their books or something. Okay, now I'm losing it a little bit. But it's like, some stuff is just, like, weird. Period.
How do you differentiate between, like, oh, you're a kid, that's what kids do, and, like, oh, this is really weird?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the difference is, like, does it stick? But you could see someone just becoming addicted to something just by doing it when they're a kid and
well,
just
right,
not stopping. You know what I mean? Right. Just like some...
And that's like kind of more normal for a kid. It's like, yeah, they have that weird thing and like you kind of just expect them to grow out of it.
Yeah.
But that actually it's a pretty normal, like developing weird attachments to things. And you just rely on like that at some point kind of severing. Did you have any like things like that? I'm trying to think if I did.
I had some weird stuff with like I like wouldn't go to the bathroom.
I keep thinking of all these weird things I did and I'm like, yeah, and I grew up weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, weird now.
Right.
But, like, you're weird in, like, new ways?
No, I just think, like, I'm, like, oh, yeah. Like, and then I was fine. And then I'm, like, well, am I? Right. No. Right.
But it's, like, you can be weird, but it's, like, are you doing that same thing?
Right.
That's true. No.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it makes sense for the weirdness to get into, like, different stuff.
Right.
But yeah. It's, like, are you still, like, I don't know.
I do think that's, it's an interesting idea that, like, a lot of the weird stuff from, like, My Strange Addiction is stuff that you just, like, there's an expected moment where, like, you kind of sever those associations where it stops being so important or necessary for you to, like, whatever, do that thing to make you feel a certain way. But, like, if that just doesn't happen, then you're just,
It must be, by the way, like, trauma-related. Like,
I'm sure, yeah.
So, it's, like, it's all good.
But, like, yeah, I think...
I mean, no judgment. Seriously.
No, but I'm also saying, like, it's, like, it's not just, like, totally random, like, why something...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why there's, like, a fixation created...
Although
like
I think it can be kind of random. I don't think it always has to be trauma. Maybe it is.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But often.
But like all kids act like adult stranger, like My Strange Addiction things.
Exactly.
Like I remember like my brother would be like, oh, I cannot leave the house unless I have a fireman hat on.
Literally.
And that's what like the adults on My Strange Addiction are doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. Like.
No, that's exactly
and
it.
And they're just like, it's just like.
Right.
Right, my brother had, like, a huge, like, he had to be dressed as Batman.
Yeah, right. Like, and you're just like, okie dokie, like, let's move through this, I hope.
Right, and exactly. Yeah. And then you just do, like, and you just trust that it'll happen.
Right.
I think it's because it's so scary to be a kid. They're like, whatever I can cling to.
Totally.
And you also don't have that much information about the world. Mm-hmm. Like, you're, like, 5 years old, and you're like, so, basically, it's all about Batman.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking that it's Batman.
Right. And it's like, oh, these are my pajamas and these are my daytime clothes. Like, why?
Right.
And you're like, ugh, you know, I don't really know, but like, it just is kind of like that.
Right.
And then it's like, well, what about Batman? It's like, okay, so all of that information is new.
Right.
You know?
Right. You're like, so it's kind of like, okay, there's pajamas, there's daytime clothes, there's Batman.
There's Batman.
So you're like
my
trying
cousin
to.
Had a Batman thing too.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, we're showing
She's
these
epic.
Kids Batman. It's like, what are they going to do besides be like, it's about Batman.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to incorporate this. You're showing it to me.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, got it. Like, so I'm studying up.
Right. Yeah.
Loud and clear.
You
like,
know what's so funny, too, also? Mm-hmm. Kids, like Barbie is, like, back in such a huge way.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's so funny. It's like that movie just, like, made everybody, like, fucking buy Barbies.
I don't think Barbie was, like, gigantic when we were kids. It was, like,
no,
a presence.
It was thing.
It was
but
there,
it
but it wasn't, like, everything.
It was thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I had a Barbie. I had a dream house.
I would hide my Barbies because I didn't want to play with them when people came over. And I was like, okay, they can't know.
Oh,
I
just like them too much.
No, I didn't want to play with them. Like, I didn't like them. But people buy, like, girls dolls for their birthday.
Yeah,
so I was like, I do have them. And if they'll have to play with them if they see them.
Because kids are going to be like.
Yeah, like, where are the dolls?
Oh, you have Barbies.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're playing, like, chess.
Who knows? The Sims on PlayStation.
That's fun.
Which just didn't work.
Shoot.
Didn't work.
No,
you
can't use the controller. Like,
yeah, you need like a computer.
Just, like,
to
yeah, you need a computer.
That's
right.
Cool.
You're like trying to type the name. It's like
exactly.
Mary. Bet you guys did not see where that was going.
They're all like, "What's the name going to be?"
I was thinking that you were actually picking letters out of a hat.
And no, I know, but
know
it
that
works.
It's spelled Mary.
Wait, you know what I did yesterday? That was so. I did charades with people, but I just improvised what it was going to be.
Like, did you decide beforehand? Or
No, I went word by word. And I was like, let's see what I can get people to guess.
Cool.
And then it was just like a random.
And would you ever just go with what they guessed, even if it wasn't?
Yeah. I didn't have anything in mind. And so the phrase was like, beg. I can't remember it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
On
and you
Instagram.
Didn't quite get it.
I was just like, this is the wackiest phrase.
I know. I had something else to say.
Great.
I played with Hot Wheels as a kid. That was my, like, mm-hmm. big fixation toy. Because you could get them for $1, like, a single car.
Oh, I wonder what they are now.
$129 or something.
Right.
Disgusting. Maybe two, even. Anyway, but I wouldn't, like, race them. I would just organize them.
I had that with Pokemon. I wouldn't trade them.
Right. You're just like, let me sort these. to be how I want them.
My brother was like, you have this like valuable thing, like you could trade it. And I was like, no, I just like it.
Right. I just want to have it.
I like
having it. Did
you
feel like attached to them? You're like, why would I trade my kids?
I was like, no, this like, I like the way this one looks. Right. I'm going to hold on to it.
What was your fave?
I don't really remember. I don't remember like the animal. I remember Charizard. Is that the one that had the flame tail?
Yes.
Yeah. Or Charmander.
You're going to have to ask Harley.
Yes.
I don't know. I know that I asked, but like, I don't know about that wacky shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Totally. Like, what is none all of your that business. Crazy
you don't need
stuff.
To be knowing about that stuff.
Remember Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
I never got it. That missed me.
Yeah.
That was one of those things. This happens actually all the time with cultural stuff where you're like, you miss the beginning of it and you have to make a choice. Like, do I catch up or do mm-hmm. I just wait it out?
Yeah.
And that one, I was just like, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Right.
And I'll catch it on the next wave. I'll try to be a little earlier.
And by the way, when was the next wave?
Not so long after for me, because I played Magic the Gathering.
Oh, the next thing.
Yeah, the next thing.
Oh, I thought you meant when Yu-Gi-Oh came back.
No, I mean like the next like big kind of cultural thing in my milieu that I had to like.
Is Magic the Gathering and Dungeons & Dragons similar?
They're similar in like their worlds kind of, but not similar in their mechanisms. It's like another, it's more like Yu-Gi-Oh. It's like a trading card game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play Dungeons & Dragons?
No. But actually, I bet you I would love it.
They're actually, I have a friend who's getting a group together if you're
really?
Interested. Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Are you in it? Great.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we haven't started yet, though.
Wait, please. I would love to do it. Okay, I've actually been so curious about it for a long time.
She was like, it's kind of like acting, so I'm worried about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little worried about it. I actually am so curious because I don't understand the mechanism legit at all.
The mechanism?
Yeah, like, I don't understand how it's a game. But I'll find out.
I don't know. Like, you make up your own rules, and then there's someone who holds you to those rules.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this network mm-hmm. that we're on right now, HeadGum, I'm not sure what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a network.
I thought you meant you didn't know if she should call it HeadGum. You're correct on both fronts.
And they have their most popular podcast. Can I say that?
Or like up there. I don't know.
Up there totally. With the most popular podcast is the Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Not only that, I think they have many Dungeons & Dragons podcasts.
Wow.
So if you're listening and you're looking for that, we got them right
here
at home.
You've come to the right place.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons has a whole economy
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of money to be made for you guys.
Do you play?
Nope.
Do you have interest?
No.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless I should. Do you think I would like it?
No. I don't know anything about it.
I don't like stuff like
you're not so like that,
but maybe I would like it. Actually, I like games.
Right.
I love, you know, like, who would like games.
It your girlfriend
Molly.
I'm surprised. Does she play?
No.
I'm sure she would love it. I'm going to get her in.
Okay.
She should be in the group.
Yeah. I'm in the league.
How many people can be on a squad?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like 15?
I think a bunch.
Yeah.
But you can also play, but you can play with like a few people too. I don't know. I like tried it. I didn't like it.
Why didn't you like
it?
But
I had a really good name. I was a mermaid and I named myself Cornelia Mud.
I love her.
The fun part. And then
Cornelia.
Wait, oh my god, I want to make a character.
Yeah,
you get to.
Do you get to choose what kind of being you are?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You guys should be dogs.
We should be dogs. There's two dogs in the
group.
You
should be Spot and Bark.
Like regular dogs,
just
like no powers.
Cute, like dogs. Yeah. Like you live in
Greenpoint. I'm a Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
I live with a guy. And he has a new girlfriend who just moved in, but I like her.
You better.
Yeah, that's my story.
Because she's living with a couple.
It's good. She takes me out on walks too now. So, you know, I'm actually getting. And they go out more on trips.
Do you watch them have sex?
No, they keep me out of the room. But I'm not so bothered by that.
Mm.
I'm pretty at ease. Like, I'm not anxious.
Yeah. Are you on meds?
No.
Okay.
Or. But I am on supplements for my fur. I do omega-3s. They put that.
Really?
They put omega-3, a dropper, on my kibble.
I want to make a dog a licky pad so badly. You guys know about this?
No.
Do you have a dog?
No.
There's this thing that I know about from the internet where basically, like, you think that dogs are being crazy because they didn't get to run around enough, but sometimes they just aren't mentally stimulated enough.
Mm-hmm.
And what mentally stimulates them is licking treats off of a licky pad.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you put like crazy stuff on this, like it looks like a kind of like pop socket holder thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you put in like peanut butter and like blueberries and like ice. And like, by the way, I don't know, maybe blueberries like kill dogs. I don't actually know what goes in it. Chicken, blah, blah, blah. And then you like freeze, you fill it with water and then you freeze it. in the freezer, and then you take it out in the morning, and then you give it to them, and then they have to lick out all the treats from the ice, and that stimulates them to the point of tiredness, and then they can sleep well at night.
Wow,
I want one.
Yes,
for me. I could use something like that.
I want a licky pad. I would put in a book and
an expensive candle.
Yes. And mints.
Perhaps some Aesop hand lotion.
It's like everything that would go in like a stocking on Christmas goes in the licky pad, and you just have to lick it out.
That'd be funny, because you'd be like, I want it. And you'd be like, I don't want to be licking this to get to the candle.
I think that's how the dog feels.
Right. They're like, can I just have it? But then you do lick a bunch, and you're like, God, I'm tired.
But think about how tired you would be if you had to licky pad all your special hand creams out of an icicle.
I'd be tired.
Yeah.
Let's do the next one.
Okay.
Okay. It's, should I buy it?
Okay. So this is the thing of when you're shopping. And it's like you come upon this question of like, should I get it? And it's just that it's one of these things where it's like you run into the same kind of unknowable things every time, where it's like there's no actual answer. Like you're like, okay, the shirt, it's kind of nice. I kind of have one like it, but I think I'd like it. Mm-hmm. It's $80. You're there with a friend and you're both trying to put your heads together. And it's like there's no resolution.
Wait, I came up with something really good for this.
Okay.
On this past trip to see our friend Ava. Mm-hmm. We went to like a little funny store with all kinds of crazy old stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like finding stuff that I liked, but I couldn't tell if like it was worth the money or whatever. And I was asking the people I was with, like, I was like, do you like this? They were like, yeah. I was like, what would be a good price for this? Like, what would you pay for this without telling them the price? Mm-hmm. And then they would say like how much. And if it was like within that range, then I would consider it.
Oh, that's smart.
That's smart.
That's really smart.
Mm-hmm. Because right, like that you get to this thing of like, I just feel like it spirals out so quickly.
Yeah.
Where you're like, well, what is this worth? What's anything worth? Like, how much money should I be spending on stuff in general? Mm-hmm. What's my life for? Why am I here? What do I want? Mm-hmm. What's worth anything?
Right.
Like, and that's like a lot to be considering when you're like, do I buy this shirt? And I think it's, that actually is like a novel way of doing it, mm-hmm. which I really appreciate, because I feel like I'm always like coming back to the same things of like, no, it's good. Like, and I think you'll wear it. It'll become like a staple, mm-hmm. and that's like useful.
You should watch. We're spending money on the staples. Like shopping montages on Housewives.
Like, what do they do?
They spend so much money.
They just love, and they're just like that's they just love to fucking shop, and it's just like there's no like would I wear it?
No, they buy the craziest caftan for like $10,000
every time they're on a trip. They're and like there's one of them who's like, I really want to go to a museum, and everyone's like, bye. And then they leave that girl at a museum, and then they go like
shopping.
Yeah, and then and the show always shows it like the price on everything, and like shows them all checking out at the end, and it's just like
no, they all buy like Rolexes, and the other one goes to the Holocaust Museum. It always is.
Literally,
it's the best show I've ever seen.
It's so good, it's so good, and it's like them being like, oh my god, like, and then it's always about their husbands, like. Don't tell PK. Mm-hmm. Like, PK doesn't need to know. Like,
oh my god, shopping with someone else's money must feel amazing.
Yes.
Someone that you like, they make so much money and they don't like, what do they do with it? Or having that kind of money where you're like, this whatever. Like,
I know.
It used to be that like if you shot a movie on location, the producer would hand you cash as your per diem.
Really?
Yes. Oh my god. You know, like if you have a job that's like in another city, like legally they have to give you like money to live there. Mm-hmm. And they used to hand you cash every week.
Wow.
In like an envelope?
Yes.
They're just like.
And now they put it in your paycheck and your agents take money out of it, which
are you serious?
Illegal. Yes.
It's illegal.
That's not how per diems work.
So is that actually legal?
I mean, I don't know. Probably not. But like you have to, now you have to like actually just like pay for your own life. Like if you're like in Boston for no reason.
Right.
That they used sucks. To like be like, here's $100 cash. Which is like for doing stupid shit.
That's right. So
that
fun.
Must feel so good.
Oh my god, it's so fun.
Well, this we talked about this once on the podcast, but the idea like certain money being earmarked for certain things, you know what I mean, is so weird because you're like, well, this doesn't actually make a difference if it's $100 extra on a paycheck versus like handed to you in cash.
Yeah.
But it does actually feel really different.
It feels so different, and it's not coming for a while if it's in your paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're like, it can't really.
So
be
it's
like
my money. I'm not gonna like spend it on a smoothie.
Right. Exactly. Totally. But when like, you have $100 right
like,
now,
you're gonna take money out of your bank account.
Exactly.
$100 cash. You're like, I need to spend this on a smoothie.
Yeah.
Totally.
I need to buy something so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, oh god, that sounds amazing.
You know, cash is like so confusing.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you can't convince me that that's real.
Right. You're just like, come on, like this is for everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I am giving that stuff away.
Of course.
And just here we go. What's another kind of money that you get that you like? You're like, this is allowed. Like, I'm just allowed to spend this. I feel like sometimes if you get a refund for something.
I was going to say, like, tax refund.
Yeah, exactly. Mm, you get a tax refund, you're like, I mean, what am I supposed to do except spend this on stupid stuff? Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels good.
I feel that about, like, shows that pay you, like,
yes,
not
totally.
Enough to, like, make a difference. Like, if a show pays you, like,
$40.
$40, yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't need to, like, deposit this.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, $10 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's like
but then also there's the thing of like if you get paid like $40 for something, like I'm spending that $40 like eight times over. Like I'm like buying like four times am I buying something that's like $32, and I'm like, but that's from the $40 I made.
Right.
And it's like becomes... mathematically it's not anymore from that.
You've lost it.
you've actually overspent that.
Totally.
And I'm like, well, this $40 actually covers retroactively like that stupid $38 meal that I got. Right. And proactively is going towards this $80 thing that I'm going to get.
What are we going to do in general?
Right, bro, like no. Seriously.
Grapes cost like $15. Like actually.
Totally. No, I know. It's actually so bad.
And we're not making more money, but everything costs so much money.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
No, I don't know. I think they have to give us more money or they have to make the stuff cheaper, but they're not going to do any of it.
No.
I know. It's like really, really, really not good. Though I did get something the other day that I was like, this price was amazing. I think it was sweet potatoes.
How much?
At the market.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, it was like a couple of them and it was like $1.50 or something. They must have been like really, I don't know.
Sometimes I'll buy an onion and it'll be like $2.50 and I'll be like, what?
No.
For like a fucking onion?
Not that.
But you're already paying for it. So you're like, okay, guys.
Right. You're like, I'm here. God, it feels so bad too to like. Go to the, like, be at the place and they're ringing it up and you're like, you know what, like,
I know, no. And they hate that. They get so
like,
mad at
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, I'm going to put this away, like, I'm not spending $2.50 for an onion.
Yeah.
But by the way, it's like, that's a crazy amount for an onion.
It's insane.
Right.
They are often getting you, like, because they're like, yeah, we knew that, like, you, like, I feel like often at stores they're not labeling things correctly, so you're like, I didn't know. It's not like I chose a $2.50 onion.
And you don't know how much a pound of something is until it's too late.
Right, exactly.
Oh my god, the poundage of it all.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
And what about those little scales that they used to hang from the ceilings at grocery stores?
They're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone.
But that's how you checked.
You know what's really cute? When it rains on vegetables at the grocery store and the thunderstorm sound comes on. Isn't that so cute?
I never saw that.
You've never seen, have
no,
you seen that?
No,
what are you talking about?
It's at like most grocery stores.
It's to make the vegetables more comfortable.
It's a little bit of whimsy for no reason.
Yeah. Wait, when they put the, when they like spray
it? When they missed it, like when it missed the thunderstorm sound. Yes, your listeners are nodding. They're like, oh yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, pay attention.
I bet the vegetables understand on a visceral level.
Right.
I bet the sound vibrationally helps them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Like, we don't know that the sound of thunder doesn't not help peppers get, like, plump. We don't know.
Well, you're supposed to, like, water your plants by just, like, putting them in the shower and running the shower.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's kind of...
Different.
Different.
Well, no, but it's not because it's, like... It's, like, they like
the rain.
Yeah, they're like, I want the rain.
Right.
And you're like, you just need water. And they're like, don't tell me what I need.
Right.
I want the rain. Like, the water is part of it, but I also want, like, to be, like, pitter-pattered all over.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's important. We don't know everything.
I should put thunder on for my plants.
Right.
But they can hear thunder from outside
right,
when
exactly.
It just naturally thunders.
Right.
Which is not that often.
We're not getting thunder so often. I love
it's
a thunderstorm.
It's the winter, though.
Oh, it's best.
Oh, is that more?
Yeah. Can it
is that
thunder in the summer snow?
Thing? Yes. But it doesn't.
I feel like it can't because it's about humidity.
Right.
I'm so smart right now.
Right. You're on.
Just these past couple months.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Like locking in.
Yeah.
Should we do your last idea?
Yeah, I know we did.
Oh.
I think we're done.
Really? Wait, didn't Dylan have another one?
I just had one. I didn't know what it was.
You did great. You did great.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Then we can just keep talking.
Yeah, but I think it's also, how long has it been, Emma?
An hour 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty much right in the pocket.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'll just totally be honest with you. So I'm...
You have that ulterior motive.
Yeah. Like, there's a part of me that's interested in wrapping up.
Well, then let me say this. Yeah. Song of the week is Kim Gordon, Bye Bye.
We don't know that.
She's from the Sonic Youth. It's really cool.
Do you know it, Dylan?
I know that Thurston Moore cheated on her.
Who cheated?
Thurston Moore, the lead singer of Sonic Youth.
Oh, he cheated on her?
Yeah, and they got divorced.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
With who?
I think they're, I want to say their nanny. I know a woman. It was another woman, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And that can be good or it can be bad.
Who else did that? Was it Ben Affleck?
Yes. Yes. It was Ben Affleck. Okay. Or no. Jude Law. Well, you just talked about this on the Patreon.
Yeah, why? Yeah, okay.
On the Patreon. By the way, subscribe to the Patreon.
Please.
And actually, I'm going to say this. Review the podcast. Whatever. I can say whatever I want.
Mention this episode specifically.
Yes, right.
Say, if you review the podcast because you heard this, say, came here from Dylan's app, loved it. Mm-hmm. Or keep it to yourself.
if you don't have anything nice to say,
yeah, seriously, don't
say anything at all.
Yeah, exactly. All right, should we wrap it up there?
Yes, thank you so much for coming in, Dylan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And thank you both for bringing your full, honest, and true selves, for speaking with integrity, for leading with love, and for guiding the way with light.
Yes. Now we'll end with Natalie's song of the week, mm-hmm. which is
Wait, you said
Usher. Oh.
But you can change it.
Usher. My boo.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one?
Yes.
Yeah. Evacuate the dance floor. Remember that song?
Right. Yes. Of course we do.
Evacuate the dance floor. That's a really good song.
Ba-dum.
Yeah.
This beat is killing me.
Yeah.
Is that
ba-dum.
What it goes?
Yeah.
But the music takes you underground.
Yeah. It's a really good song.
Who sings that?
I have no idea.
It's not like that. It's not one of those songs that has like a singer.
No. It should have been Lady Gaga, but I don't think she did it.
Yeah.
No.
They're like it's unknown.
Been, it's like Happy Birthday.
Right.
It's like public domain. Like, kind of.
Well, because it's from over 100 years ago. Right. It's now in the public domain. That'd be funny if Evacuate the Dance Floor was actually like, we heard the original version. It's like, evacuate the dance floor.
It's like hard to even imagine.
Right.
It becomes public domain this week. It's so funny.
That's why you're seeing all those Evacuate the Dance Floor movies popping up.
Look out next summer. That's going to be everywhere.
Everything's going to be Evacuate the Dance Floor. This and that. TV show, animated, live action, everything.
That's funny.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.